through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Democratic National Convention is kicking off today in Chicago. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is there with more on tonight's biggest event.
President Biden will be center stage, giving a primetime speech to make his case for Harris.
I very much consider us the underdog. We have a lot of work to do to earn the vote of the American people.
A new poll shows Harris leading former President Trump in a head-to-head matchup with a six-point lead among likely voters.
Harris and her running mate Tim Walz stopping in Pennsylvania on a bus tour to Chicago. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance campaigning separately in different parts of Pennsylvania today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv, his ninth trip to the Middle East since October 7th. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have been meeting for an hour already so far this morning. Former Congressman George Santos is expected to plead guilty on Long Island today in his fraud case. Harvey Weinstein expected in a New York courtroom over extradition matters related to his California rape case. This is ABC News. Under arrest in Michigan, a man accused of trying to kidnap two children outside Detroit. ABC's Allison Kosick with details.
I have a lot of anger.
Alicia Swakowski was at a park with her son and seven-year-old niece on Tuesday when police say Andy Bala pulled up in a car and approached her niece.
He went out of his car, back around, grabbed her.
Moments later, the suspect driving away, hitting Swakowski's eight-year-old son as she hung out of the car's window. That's when bystander Scott Van Leuven saw what was happening.
Just held him against his car until police got here.
And just an hour before, police say the same suspect tried to kidnap a 15-year-old girl just a few miles away.
A good Samaritan also stepping in to help that abduction. And it appears Hurricane Debbie hit drug traffickers hard. Officials say after the storm, over 100 pounds of cocaine worth $1.5 million floated up in a couple of different spots on the Florida shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The two major party presidential campaigns will be in Wisconsin again this week. Tuesday, there's a rally with Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, while Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance visits Kenosha Tuesday for a press conference on crime and safety. During a visit by Vance to Milwaukee Friday, the Milwaukee Police Association officially endorsed the Trump-Vance presidential ticket. Vance thanked the officers who helped keep the city safe during last month's Republican convention and put the spotlight on crime as he accepted the union's endorsement. In a major expansion by a longtime Central Wisconsin manufacturer, Weinbrenner Shoes has struck an agreement with the city of Marshfield for a new $14.5 million factory. The expansion will allow the company to add 35 jobs. Work starts later this year. Weinbrenner has been in Central Wisconsin for 130 years.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Copeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Copeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Copeson. Visit Copeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Copeson terminal near you.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do,
The smell of your skin, the taste of your kiss, the way you whisper in the dark. Your hair all around me, baby, you surround me. You touch every place in my heart. I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by.
You're all.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chill Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely. Heaven help the fool who did her wrong. It's too late, too bad, she's too far gone. He should have thought of that before he left her all alone. If she's lonely now, she won't be lonely long. Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely now, she won't.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, She Won't Be Lonely for Long, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-50s across the region this morning. Expecting 80s today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Bill Halfman in our newsmaker segment with the University of Wisconsin Extension. Bill does a lot of work with the Beef Quality Assurance Program, and there's a special event coming up next week in Lancaster. And not only will it be with UW Extension, but will also be with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Extension Services from Iowa and Illinois. We're going to talk with Bill more about that here coming up this hour with our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories,
more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, it appears happy days are here again in the dairy markets, especially as cheese topped $2 per pound last week. How much of this is driven by demand? You have a look at June supply and utilization data.
Some of it is driven by demand, Lee. Overall, total cheese usage was up in June. That was up by 0.9% and really driven by the other cheese category domestically and export-wise. Other cheese disappearance, those numbers were up. And we've seen really strong export numbers in the cheese category throughout 2024. A lot of mozzarella gets exported. A fair amount of the Gouda that's made here in the U.S. gets exported too. So that's some of the story in the cheese complex. The other thing that's really driving prices right now is just the smaller U.S. milk supplies. So as we think about what's gone on with cheese production was down in June, for example. And then, you know, more recently, listening to others in the industry and reading what USDA has to say, milk availability is very tight right now. It's summertime and school is starting again too in some parts of the country. So we have fewer cows than a year ago. We have less milk because it's hot and then school's starting. So milk's getting pulled away from the vats. And that's really creating some interesting supply side dynamics, pushing prices higher on this really tight milk availability. As we think about what does a spot load go for, last week it was a positive overclass number, and it was the highest in a number of years as well. Really, quite frankly, spot milk has gone for a higher price all year long than like the 3-year average. So that market has just been really tight, and that's creating some of the upward pressure that we're seeing right now in the cheese market.
And of course, those higher cheese prices are going to mean less exports down the road, are they not?
Absolutely. Good point. Yeah, last week we got June's export data. Everybody probably already knows this, but exports were historically strong, but they were not as good as March to May when we exported over 100 million pounds in each of those months. June's number was down a little bit. The team at High Ground was expecting that as cheese prices have risen this spring. We anticipated that cheese exports were going to begin to fall off come summertime, and that is exactly what we're seeing and hearing right now.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
The people we hang around with have a huge influence on who we become and how we behave. Studies have shown that we become an average of the 5 people that we spend most of our time with.
Many people would like to change the circumstances in their lives. Usually the first and best place to start is by changing ourselves.
Another option is to make some strategic choices with your friends. If they are not in an alignment with yours, consider spending less time with them.
Think about what you want more of in your life and then see if current friends are adding to that. If not, pursue some friends that will bring more positive influence into your life. Also, consider asking your current friends what else you can do to be a better friend for them.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
A new secretarial advisory committee focused on technical assistance in verifying carbon credits, now accepting applications, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
Making the connection between farmers and providers and verifiers of carbon credits.
We announced the opening of positions on an advisory committee that we're instructed to develop under the Climate Solutions Act that was passed by Congress. It's a large advisory committee.
32 members, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Speaking at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Omaha, Nebraska Thursday, he explained the committee will review qualifications and activities of technical assistance providers and third-party carbon credit verifiers and advise the secretary on method, entry, and integrity of carbon markets. Applications are being accepted through the Federal Register with the deadline for application October 15th. More information about the committee is available online at www.ams.usda.gov/services/GCSA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
It's B-Dub. You know I love to ride a motorcycle. Did 3,700 miles in 5 days for charity recently. And if you love the thrill of riding, here's a reminder. Don't roll the throttle if you've had a drink. Even one drink messes with your reaction time and confidence, and that's a recipe for disaster. You're not just risking a DUI. You're risking your life and the life of others. Ride sober or get pulled over. Let's keep our roads safe and our ride smooth. Paid for by NHTSA.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted. Even though she can tear it apart, I'm tempted. In her eyes there's mystery. Every time she smiles at me, I know how it could be, and I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her sweet kiss. Can't take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny I'm tempted.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk market, September down 17 to 21.88, October down 37 to 22.03, November down 26 to 21.37, December down 10 at 20.14. Cheese markets barrels up a half to
225.5. 40-pound blocks steady at 210, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.5 to 318, 24 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 to 125.5, 5 trades on the day. Dry weight down 1 to 55, 3 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets and hogs also continue to move mostly lower as the market continues to try to find some type of a technical support following last week's sell-off, but the cash cattle market was lightly tested. Prices were lower. That helped to pressure live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs also moving mostly lower with lower cash and lower pork cutout values. August live cattle down $1.25 to $182.80. August feeder cattle down $3.95 to $242.77. October hogs down $1.42 to $75.07. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans mostly lower on the day. Mostly favorable late season growing conditions have traders expecting a further increase in yield and production for corn and beans in the next USDA crop report to be released in September. Wheat markets, though, they were mostly higher. Some weakness in the dollar. Also, continued concerns about the escalations in the war between Ukraine and Russia supported U.S. prices. New crop 25 corn down 3.75 to 4.35. New crop 25 beans down 8 to 10.16.75. September wheat in Chicago up 1.75 to 5.30. Minneapolis wheat September up 7 to 5.93.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op to Rand, cash corn 319, September 319, new crop 338, cash beans 903, new crop 877. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 355.5, September 350.5, October 347.5, new crop 347.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 350, September 350, October 352, new crop 347. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 333, new crop 337, cash beans 919, new crop 882. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 340, new crop 342, cash beans 895, new crop at 897. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 345, new crop 345, cash beans 913, September 908, new crop 891. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 330, new crop 340, cash beans at 919, new crop 885. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 182, market cows 117 to 140, bulls 136 to 168, calves 210 to 910, beef steers 180 to 590, Holstein steers 110 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 205 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 95 and down, bucks 135 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah,
on my holster low across my hips, with 2 Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through
our neighborhood and they'd say, here comes young Billy and he's up to no good. Yeah. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, and being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. These days I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I'll live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It is bitter as a green spring berry, and just like fruit from a fickle vine, it turns sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me, and it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. I shake the sugar tree till I feel your love. The way that it used to be, a little time's gone by. Now, do you think that I'm content with a cooking and a pen of the rib? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent. I'll shake the sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted, and if you take my love for granted, baby, I'll shake.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning, Bill Halfman with the UW Extension. And this morning we're going to talk about the 2024 Stockman Stewardship Program going on August 28th and 29th in Lancaster. I had a chance to talk with Bill from the beef tent at Farm Tech Days last week. Thank you to Alcivia Co-op, Anibis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, EMPI, Bauer Seeds and Service, and Compeer Financial. And Bill, this is something that is a pretty big program that's been coordinated by a lot of folks, from Extension to National Cattlemen's to the State Beef Councils.
Yes, it is. It's a unique opportunity for folks in Wisconsin and the neighboring states to attend. Like you indicated, the Wisconsin Beef Council, the UW Extension, Wisconsin Cattlemen's, and our counterparts in Iowa and Illinois all working together with the NCBA to be able to host these. They do four of them a year around different parts of the country. Really going to be a unique opportunity to see things. The two-day program that starts on noon on the 28th and wraps up by about 2:30 on the next day. We've got a number of good speakers lined up. We'll actually get to hear from one of the folks at Culver's on the Thank You Farmers program, and then we've got some of our researchers from the different states sharing some updates on livestock health and different things like that. Nice opportunity to see some of the work going on out at Lancaster at the experiment station in the Driftless region. And then the following day we'll have Ron Gill and Kurt Pate, who folks maybe heard about before, do some of the low stress handling with cattle in our area. Kind of a neat situation this year. We've got both regular beef cattle, so to speak, and then they're also going to spend some time talking about the uniqueness of the beef dairy cross bottle calves, basically, who they don't act like real beef cattle. They're a little more laid back, and some tips and tricks for how to work those animals. And then we've got a nice panel discussion from the AI companies on sustainability, what they're looking at from a genetic standpoint moving forward to help address some of those things. And another neat thing we've got there, the first day in the evening, we've got a panel of folks from around our three states who have been recognized nationally, award winners for their conservation efforts, kind of sharing what they do on their farms to help, you know, keep things in good shape and be good environmental stewards and beef producers.
And so this is really kind of all encompassing. We're going to have issues on the beef quality assurance program. We're going to have talking about issues with the dairy beef cross industry that's really starting to take off, and then even conservation all to boot.
Yeah, we are doing, we definitely are addressing a wide variety of topics at this. Folks will have the opportunity when they're there to participating. We'll get them BQA certified if they're not certified, or continuing ed credits to extend out their current certification for three more years if they're already certified. So there's an added little bonus there too.
Talking with Bill Halfman with UW Extension. Again, he's kind of heads up the Wisconsin Beef Quality Assurance Program, at least through Extension, and talking about the 2024 Stockman Stewardship Program going on August 28th and 29th in Lancaster. Three states all kind of combining, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa, to put this program on, along with NCBA. And it is a pretty unique opportunity. It doesn't come to the upper Midwest very often, and so this is a great chance to producers. And Bill, let's, I guess, expand on that. You and I have worked together for many, many years, this dairy beef cross. Dairy's always been part of the beef industry. It always has, but normally it's been for ground beef. This changes everything, doesn't it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, for many years, a lot of Holstein steers got fed out, and over there in Green Bay, some of the packing plants there figured out how to make them work really well. And the quality of straight Holstein steer beef is excellent, hold its own against any of the others. Challenges were, you know, dairy cows are bred to produce milk, not to produce meat. So there was always a lower retail product yield on Holstein steers. And for whatever reason, the idea of breeding some of the whole idea of the sex semen for getting their replacement heifers kind of led the charge on, okay, now we've got more animals that we don't really need for replacements, and then the whole thing with starting to breed some of the lower-end cows in the herd to beef bulls, and then using those calves has really taken off significantly over the last 7 years. You know, they're still bottle calves. They're not our normal beef animal, and a lot of work being done looking at those, but we're seeing a lot more of those produced. But if we think about it, a lot of those are actually just being produced instead of the Holstein steers that were fed when we look at numbers. But you know, we've seen an increase in the quality of the retail yield, the amount of retail yield on them. They're heavier muscled animal in general. Some of them still show a little dairy trade on them, but you know, in general, there's been some progress made that way.
Bill, for farmers that have wanted to maybe get into this, what are some of the challenges that they have to look at? On the dairy side, dairy farms, like, you know, I need another income stream, but are there some challenges they have to kind of keep in mind?
Well, you know, when we look at calf prices, if you're selling them as week-old calves, they're definitely bringing more money than straight Holstein bull calves are. So there is some increased income there. Right now, with the shortage of mama beef cows across the country due to some drought from previous years, you know, they're really valuable. Will that stay on long-term? I don't know. Time will tell. But really, the most important things when you're looking at those, some of the questions might be, how long do I raise them on my farm versus sell them? Got to work the math for your own situation. Some of the things to consider. Do you have space? Overcrowding isn't going to do them or your dairy replacements any good, so you don't want to go down that road. You have labor. Some cases, you got acres for more manure. All those things come into play, looking at, you know, estimating your cost of production to help you decide when's the best time to sell them for you. For a lot of people, it still may be right now, you know, at prices where they're at. Somebody wants that week-old calf and they're willing to pay that much money for them, that might be the best way to go with them. So each farm is going to have to look at their own situation. Big thing is looking at sire selection for that. You know, we want to be looking at, make sure that some of the traits that the dairy farmer is interested don't always coincide well with traits that the feed industry, but there are bulls that will meet both as far as, you know, we don't want too big a calf, we don't want too small a calf, but we do, you know, have need for some of those carcass traits to help those calves be really good ones for somebody to feed out.
Talking with Bill Halfman this morning with UW Extension. So for the 2024 Stockman Stewardship Program in Lancaster, how can farmers register?
So if you go to the Stockman, if you do the Google search for Stockmanship Stewardship, you'll find the web page, and they've got the different locations around the country, and one of those would be Lancaster, and they can click on that and register. Very simple process.
Again, just Google the 2024 Stockmanship Stewardship Program again in Lancaster, August 28th and 29th. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expected dry weather for most of the upcoming week in our ag weather forecast. Now, temperatures will remain close to normal through midweek, then go on a warming trend for the end of the week. The only appreciable chance of rain through the week comes on Thursday night. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, light winds becoming northwest at 5 to 7. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 89 to 94%, light winds becoming east at around 5. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Saturday, sunny, much warmer, highs 85 to 90. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 85 to 90.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Small tube-like nests made out of mud indicate a mud dauber has moved in. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They look frightening, but this wasp isn't an insect to be too concerned about as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
I'm not a fan of wasps. Mud dauber wasps aren't much of a threat, but their nests can be unsightly. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says mud daubers have long, narrow midsections. Depending on the species, they vary in color from yellow and black, all black, or metallic blue. They are large and look menacing, but Holscher says their behavior is different from other wasps.
They are not social, so it's not as if there's a huge colony or nest of them as with other wasps and bees. And so they're not quite as aggressive in that regard because it's not as if they're protecting a home. Now, that doesn't mean that the females can't sting. They obviously can do that, but chances are you're probably going to have to grab her in your hand and force her to do that. She'll act fairly aggressive, but like I said, it's usually more bark than it is bite.
The females make the tube-like nests by carrying mud and molding it to a protected structure such as the walls of a garage or under a deck. They go out and find small spiders, paralyze them, and lay an egg on them inside the mud nest. When baby mud daubers hatch, they have their first meal waiting for them. Holscher says in the South, young black widow spiders are a favorite food. As to whether or not mud daubers are beneficial insects depends on how you look at them. But if you're uncomfortable with their presence, just knock down the nest.
If you notice them actively building that structure, what you can do is at night, go and knock it down. All wasps, including mud dauber wasps, are inactive at night and they sure aren't going to be there. If you keep doing that, that'll discourage them. You can also wait until they're completely finished with it and then the wasps leave on their own and then go out there and knock that down.
Learn more about mud daubers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Woke up this morning